Amos Perek Dalet, Pasuk Vav, over the next five psukim, we're now going to see the punishments that befall the people as a result of what? Of a lack of doing tshuva. Kadosh Baruch Hu keeps asking them to come back, and they keep refusing. So now we're going to see famine, drought, a blight of the crops, locusts, a plague, war, and then an earthquake. So seven disasters are going to come between Pasuk Vav and Pasuk Yud Aleph, and then wrapping up the parak. So we start, V'gam ani nasati lochem. And so what have I done after you gave your love to the Avodah Zarah instead of to me? You thought you could satisfy me, even if you did bring me Karban Todah, and you made proclamations, and you bring your Zavachim, and you do your Avodah. Dr. Mendel Hirsch says, this verse has to be understood to say you believed you could satisfy me with a few rituals relating to divine service and obtain dispensation from fulfilling my laws. I sent you misfortunes to try to remedy that, to try to wake you up. But all of the tribulations and afflictions you already suffered in the land were not enough to make you do soul searching, turning over a new leaf. So what we're going to see now is in all of your places, in all of your cities, loss of complete independence. I am recording this on Erev Rosh Hashanah, and this is a very sobering thought to read Amos some 3,500 years later, and to hear that saying tshuva, tefillah, tzedakah, and singing together in Musaf tomorrow might not be enough. We have to make a real effort. V'gam ani nosati lochem. And also I have given you nikyon shinayim. I've given you clean teeth. Well, that's a good thing. You don't want to get fillings, but setting your teeth on edge. Clean teeth because you have nothing to eat. Zikrashi. Odenu ben shinehem. He quotes the idea of the slav, that when there's a lot of food, you still have food stuck because you don't floss, because nobody ever flosses. But now everybody's got clean teeth because there's nothing to eat. B'chol areichem, in all of your cities, everybody's going to suffer. B'choser lechem, b'chol mikomoseichem, lack of bread in all of your places. B'lo shavtem odayni, Yom Hashem, but still, you have not returned to me, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I gave you a chance. I gave you a little taste. We are potentially on the verge of huge disaster as we go into Rosh Hashanah right now. Just yesterday, the UK, Canada, and Australia officially recognized the Palestinian state that not only doesn't exist, but that the Palestinians themselves rejected at least four or five different times. There's a video circulating of Bill Clinton saying, I had Ehud Barak and we had an agreement. We were going to give them a Palestinian state with all of the West Bank plus 4% of Israel. And they rejected it at the time. And so now, where are we now? On the verge of disaster. Zayin v'gam anochi manati mikem es hageshem. And I also withheld the rain. So you're going to have drought as well. Ba'od shlosha chadashim lakotzir. When there were still 3 months before the harvest. And you needed the rain. You needed everything to grow. In the harvest time, you don't necessarily want it to rain. But now, nobody's going to have rain. Not one city has while one city hasn't, but nobody's going to have rain. V'him tarti al ir echas. Oh, I'm sorry. Now here we go. V'al ir achas lo amtir. And it's going to seem random. One city it will rain. I'll cause it to rain. On the other city, I won't cause it to rain. So what are you getting? So Malbim says that it can happen because one city didn't sin to such an extent. You didn't have so much avera. Maybe they did some tshuva, so he'll get some rain. But not everybody else. But to a Jew who's not paying attention, it just seems random. Hey, why does he have it so good? Chelko achas timoter, v'chelko asher lo samtir oleha tivash. On one person's field, one chelek, there will be rain. And on the other one, they will not receive rain. No rain will fall, and the crops are going to wither. So it's going to rain only enough for one field, Malbim extrapolates, and not enough to fill up the reservoirs, not enough to fill up the cisterns. So a lot of people are suffering by this patchy blessing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending as a warning to all of us. Ches v'na'u shtayim shalosh arim el ir achas lishtos mayim. Two or three cities, their residents are going to wander into one city because the drought is so acute that they've got nothing. So they hear that there's a little bit of rain in San Francisco, so they're going to walk there. Oh, wait, it rained back in L.A. They're going to go there. But the little water that they're going to find there isn't going to be enough. During the Great Depression, this happened when the Okies went to California to try to find jobs. And they would go from city to city, and there weren't jobs. Below Yisba'u. They're never going to be satiated. Below Shavtem Odayin Yom Hashem. And still you have not done tshuva. Imagine us right now. Simchas Torah 2023, October 7th. Gaza. War. Isolation among the nations of the world. V'lo shavtem odai. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu can say that to us, then what's the gezerah going to be for the upcoming year? We're listening to this during, presumably, Aseres Yemei Tshuva, right around Yom Kippur. We need to pay attention to the signs as they come. Tes, hi kesi eschem bashidafon v'aye rakon. Two phrases taken exactly from the Tochacha. Literally the same phrase. I smote you with blast and with yellowing of the crops. Harbos ganoseichem v'charmeichem. Many, the increase, the produce of your gardens and your vineyards, useinechem and your fig trees, v'zeiseichem, and your olive trees. What happened to all that beautiful produce growing? Yochal ha-gozom. The shearing locust has devoured. Remember, we had different kinds of locusts earlier in the Sefer. V'lo shavtem odayni yom Hashem. This is really scary that every pasuk ends, V'lo shavtem odayni yom Hashem. We're here in Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Halavai, that we should reach the point this year, right now. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took all of the Jewish victims, all of the hostages. He took our Rav, Rabbi Zucker. He's taken away forces for Yiddishkeit and for our future. And if we're still guilty, v'lo shavtem odai, no Hashem, then we're not paying attention. And the Navi speaking to us as well.